I found 1212 right after I miscarried our first baby, and I got connected with them. And before 1212, I felt very alone. After I got connected with the podcast and the small groups, I had people to come alongside with me in this journey that I'm on.
Impact stories like this one are only made possible by donors like you. To donate to 1212 Ministries, text the word 12 to 345-345. Thanks so much for partnering with us.
This has just been like a heart-led project where I felt like God being like, create a space where these stories can live. Because we know how powerful stories are, but when you can process your story in a safe place, like that is so healing. So for a lot of women, when I post their story, they reshare it to their own personal profile. And that, for a large number of them, is the first time that they are sharing it.
Hey, friends, welcome to the Purpose Beyond Motherhood podcast. Together, we are using our voices to walk alongside women navigating infertility and motherhood. I'm Holly, and I'm so happy you're tuning in today.
Hey, friends, and I'm Nicole. Let me tell you a little bit about 1212 Ministries and why this podcast exists. 1212 Ministries creates a safe space for emotional restoration, physical healing, and spiritual discipleship for women who have or are experiencing infertility. We want to share hope in the hard things and encourage you to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer.
Our heart behind this podcast is to make sure that no woman walks this journey alone.
Welcome to the Purpose Beyond Motherhood podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Purpose Beyond Motherhood podcast. My name is Nicole. I'm here just representing 1212 Ministries. We are so glad that you are here and just want to say what's up and hello to my wonderful co-host, Holly. Hey.
Oh, hey.
Hey, friend.
Hey, girl. Good to see you.
Same. And again, you guys, if you are first listening to the podcast, we just thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for checking us out. And if you have been listening for a while, we are grateful for you too. You are our people. We are just so thankful for you. And just, we're praying for you. And we are just honored to be able to walk alongside you and just share the hope of Jesus and introduce you to some really cool and amazing people. And we have an awesome woman here today with a really cool brand. I know you guys are going to be so blessed, but I'm getting out of the way and going to let Holly share.
Okay, y'all, I'm so excited for you to meet Rachel today with us. I'm so glad Rachel gets to be part of this special meet. So Rachel has an amazing jewelry line that we would love to share with you. It is called Hope Again Collective. And I just spent some time on her website looking at it. It is beautiful. She has so amazing things. Like, I was like, I want to order all of these. So if you have a friend or you yourself are walking through loss, infertility, miscarriage, whatever that looks like, or if you just want to look at some jewelry, you should support her and her business. Yes. She also has a book coming out on August 29th. And I would love for her to talk to you about that because she described it to us before we started recording and it sounds amazing. Rachel?
So good.
Hey, Holly. Hey, it was an awesome intro. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks for having me, Holly and Nicole. And I love the work that God is doing through you guys and through 1212. So sure, I'll start with sharing about the book. Yeah. So it's called Miscarried Hope, Journeying with Jesus Through Pregnancy and Infant Loss. And I wrote a resource that I was looking for and craving after my own miscarriage 6 years ago. So what I'm most excited about is kind of the outline that God gave me for this book in terms of how to structure it. And it has really brought
Holy Week to life for me in a very practical way. So Holy Week, you know, it's that special week in between Good Friday or Palm Sunday and Easter, that a lot of Christian traditions, like, you know, we have special events around that and services and all the things. But I think, at least for me anyway, I lost sight of the emotional weight of that journey for those close to Jesus that week. And the more that I dove into it, I was astounded at some of the parallels to what the emotional journey is like going from pregnancy to loss. So I've broken my book down around those stages of hope is what I'm calling them, and looking at the key events of Holy Week. And I have just found like my own story of loss has encountered so much healing when I've been able to parallel it with the story that Jesus and his disciples walked. And so I'm just really excited to be able to give this tool to lost moms everywhere and hope that it can be a catalyst for them rediscovering hope and faith after loss too.
I love that. Yeah, so beautiful. So Rachel, I would love to kind of rewind, because that is just, again, cannot wait until your book comes out. I think it's going to just be so impactful for the infertility and pregnancy loss community. It's just going to be so amazing. But let's back up a little bit and just like, how did things kind of start for you? How did kind of those puzzle pieces, you know, get started that the Lord was like, okay, this is what your journey is, or it's going to look like.
Yeah. So, after we experienced a miscarriage, that's how our parenthood journey started. My motherhood started with loss, very, just a blindsiding experience. Like many moms that I talk to who have experienced loss, if nobody close to you in your family or friend circle has experienced it, it really just lives as a statistic. And you think, oh, like that happens. I know that that happens, but it's not going to like touch my story. So I was really shaken by that, and especially my faith. I knew within a year after my loss that God was going to do something with that in terms of something redemptive, something purposeful, but I didn't know what that was going to look like. And honestly, I sat on that for about 4 years. Just having that little, you know, when you kind of have like a little kindling of something, but you don't know what shape it's going to take. And it was just a little seed. When I was pregnant with my daughter, Eden, who's now 3, so this is my second, she's my second living child. I very innocently, you know, towards the end of my pregnancy was like, I'm kind of needing some sort of creative outlet. I can't do like my normal outlet is running. But, you know, you can't really do that when you're super pregnant. and I was working a remote job that I loved, but I was just on the computer all day and I was missing something creative. And so I Googled like easy do-it-yourself like crafts. And that was when polymer clay jewelry and earrings were starting to become really popular. So it was just a few months ahead of COVID. And I was like, that looks kind of fun. And I could wear something, sure. So I ordered this like kids box of clay from Amazon that when my husband got it, when it arrived, he was like, is this for the neighbors? I was like, no, it's for me. It's my new hobby. So clear the kitchen counter and let me start jewelry. So I'm like YouTubing and watching how to make earrings and baking them. And it's really fun. And it literally was just this supposed to be this innocent hobby that I remember saying, this is just for fun. I'm never going to sell these. So I loved making them, just having fun. And a couple months later, I had posted some styles that I had made on Instagram, like, oh, look at my new hobby. And I had a girl I went to high school with DM me, and she's like, can I buy those from you? And I was like, really? And then I had a couple more people ask, and it literally just kind of started like that. I kept making the earrings after Eden was born. And a few months later, I'm like, okay, I have this small margin of free time. I've always wanted to write. I kind of felt like, with this small margin of free time, I need to start working on a book. I need to dedicate this, and I need to give up the fun thing. I need to give up the earring thing. But I was really enjoying that just as a creative outlet. So honestly, it was, I think on July 27th of 2020, I sat down, it was a Monday morning, and that's when we Sabbath as a family. And I just had my journal open. I'm like, okay, God, do I work on a book or do I keep having fun with my hobby? Which one in this next season? And very clearly he showed me in that quiet time that it's both. And the earrings are actually going to be a bridge to building a community that the book could minister to down the road.
Wow.
And it was so crystal clear to me that day. I don't always get very clear, like, direction from God in that way that I did that morning. And isn't that just so God, though, that it can be both? We don't have to give up the fun thing to do the hard thing. Like, and that's been such a good reminder to me of, like, yeah, God wants us to delight in the work that he's given us to do. Yeah, yeah. It's not all going to be toil. I mean, there are hard parts about it. Like, I'm about to file my business taxes, so you can pray for me. But it can be fun, too.
Got it.
That's kind of how the puzzle pieces came together. So I launched my business in October of 2020 officially with a website and doing all of that. So I'm in my third year of it now. And I have been working on the book for the last year and a half and just super excited to see that piece of this puzzle come to fruition.
That's so cool.
It is so cool. I'm about to just tear up. Oh my goodness. You said such an important word. So there's a couple things that I want to pull out. I'm about to go left, you guys. So, okay, here we go. One, you said both. And I think that that's beautiful.
Yes.
I think because I think we think that we have to do one or the other.
Right.
You know, and dance, like I'm at this like crossroad right now where I feel like I have to pick dance or I have to pick 12-12. And it was like what you just said was like, I can have both. I can do both, which is so cool, you know, and that we can operate in our gifts and our talents to give God all of the glory, you know, and just be able to share it in different avenues and in different ways. And so not that one is more important or not as, you know, like they're both equal because they're all gifts and they all come from God, you know. So I'm like, come on. Yes.
I love that so much. I feel like I've been at a place personally where I feel like the Lord is like, you can do what, like the steps that you think are right. But at the end of the day, I hold it. I feel like he still reminds me of that like daily and what you were saying that, yeah, I think that's amazing. You can keep taking those steps and you can still hold both of those things and he'll walk with you in it. And I love that.
Yeah. And he'll show you. And we don't have to figure it out.
No. Yeah. I think he really laughs.
Yeah.
Yes. I think he laughs when we're like, this is how it's going to go. And he's like, that's cute. Yeah.
Very cute.
Okay. Here's my other question for you. And I don't even think I know, I don't have the right answer for it, but would love to get, you know, both of your thoughts on this is just when we walk through something hard, do you think that I know the Lord redeems and he restores, but do you think that we have to have something that comes out of it? You know, like a ministry or a business or a book or a, you know, something. Cause I think maybe some of our listeners might be like, man, I've walked through this hard season and I'm just, I don't want to start something. I don't, you know, like, do you think that it's like a prerequisite, like we have to, you know, or that there's something else that the Lord could possibly have for us.
Oh yeah. I definitely have thoughts on this because, I wrote a post addressing this exact thing last year and the response I got to it, it really spoke to the fact that so many lost moms, especially wrestle with that very tension and have somehow, sadly, but I can see how, bought into the lie that like, if I haven't started a thing out of my loss, then I'm not doing enough to honor that experience, that angel baby. And they honestly, I had a lot of moms message me with like, yeah, I've carried a lot of guilt over that. Or I felt like just this weight, like I should be. And that broke my heart to read because, again, especially with the prevalence of social media, I can see how that feels like a very common expectation and pressure.
Yeah.
especially when you're in this lost mom community and the number of accounts that you interact with are going to be women who are doing exactly what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And so you just see it modeled for you. And then you start to think, okay, well, am I not doing enough? Mm. But I think it's important to keep in mind, just as God has gifted everyone with different spiritual gifts, like the way that you walk out your redemption and that the way that that lives in your story is also going to be in line with like the diversity of gifts. Yeah. So for some women, like their gift, their redemption, the way that they live that out is going to be sitting one-on-one with a couple other lost moms in their lifetime, mm-hmm. and being that anchor point that helps lead them back to Jesus through their loss.
Amen.
And honestly, that could be way more fruitful and effective yes. than some of us who have like platforms yeah. around it. Maybe for some moms, it's just finding deep healing that maybe nobody else ever knows about besides them and the Lord. Maybe it's healing in their marriage, healing with their relationship and their body, how they view motherhood. You know, it could be any number of things, but I love that question, Nicole, because yeah, you're hitting the nail on the head with a tension that I think a lot of us live in, mm-hmm. but redemption doesn't take one size, you know, and that's the beauty of it.
Yeah. I love that. I loved that. Like, was similar to the thought pattern in my mind when you were talking about that, Nicole. I think I talked to the Lord about this a lot, and I'm like, okay, I will walk through this if I can help someone. Like, if I can reach a hand back and pull another woman like out of the pit. So I think that gift to me is just the gift of perspective and not falling into the trap of like, not that it's not performance, but feeling like you have to write a blog post about your pain, like exactly what you're saying. I think so much ministry happens in the sitting with a woman that has had no one to talk to about it. Yeah. And just connecting in that way. And that's one of the ways that I'm like, I know social media is a double-edged sword, but when it comes to like lost moms or like infertility, women going through infertility, I feel like it is such a tool to like connect and help women find their hope and their purpose, even in their pain.
Definitely. Yeah. I love that. The gift of perspective.
Yes.
Mm, yeah.
It's so invaluable. And sometimes loss, unfortunately, or suffering, or what looks like a loss of a gift that you've a dream that you've wanted. I found for me, like that was probably the only way that I was going to develop a healthy perspective on motherhood. Because I just assumed, you know, I think culture tells us like there are these milestones that you're expected mm-hmm. to hit. And you go to school, you go to college, you find someone to marry, you know, buy your house, you have kids. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, it was reduced to, yeah, just a box to check. Mm-hmm. I totally missed like the holy act of creating life, like mm-hmm. partnering with God, the creator, to bring life into the world and to walk out a very hard and holy calling of motherhood and shaping young lives into the way of Jesus. Like, I think I would have missed the miracle, you know?
Oh, wow. That's
good.
So good.
That is good. Yeah. I do. I feel like when you've gone through loss, when you've gone through the waiting, your view of motherhood and your perspective of motherhood is not at all what it would have been. Like,
exactly.
In any way.
It changes you.
Yes. For sure. It's not easy. Mm-mm. But I'm grateful for that refining process. For sure.
Oh, the refining process.
Oh, don't we love it? It's a little tricky.
I was going to say, I don't love it. I wish that I had a better piece about it. Or Rachel, like you said, a better perspective, you know, on it. I don't like it. It's not my favorite thing to be on.
But look what you've done with yours, Nicole. Hello. Receive it. I mean, you've taken it in stride and look what you're doing. Like, look what God's doing through you and your willingness to like lay it down and let him mold it.
Okay. Hello, I receive it.
Thank you.
Okay. Rachel. Okay. I'm turning left one more time. This okay, is so random. But I want to know your creative process. Mm. And so, because I love that you, so please correct me if I'm wrong, because I could be wrong. But right, mm-hmm. you create your earrings, you know, mm-hmm. or your jewelry based on a lost mom. And yes. so I just would love to know, and I think our listeners would love to know as well, is just like what does that look like in your creative process? And do you sit down and talk with them and then kind of hear something from their story? Like what does that look like?
Totally. Yeah. It's a combination of a couple factors. I don't have like a set, here's what I do each time.
Yeah.
So where I've gotten it down to in terms of like how I calendar things is with seasonal collections. And I've found that people love to buy jewelry for the seasons. No surprise. It's fun and it's thematic yeah. and all of that stuff. So that's how I kind of arrange my collections. How I do the designs from there is usually then. So at any point, any woman can submit her story through my website. They can share, she can share her story. I have different prompts and questions that help her process through and write out different aspects of her story, like the narrative version, times where she felt the least amount of hope, times where she started to feel hope again. What would she say to other moms going wow. through loss? How has loss changed her as a woman? So at any given time, I probably have like 50 to 60 stories sitting in my inbox and kind of the queue.
Yeah.
My goal is to be able to share every woman's story that comes in, but that's a lot of earrings. So I try my best to stay on top of it. So for example, right now, like I'm working on my summer collections, and because I love to be able to connect elements of women's stories to the earrings that I'm designing, mm-hmm. It doesn't always happen, but I love when I can work that out. I've been searching through the stories, a couple of keywords. So I'm like designing a fruit collection, going to be doing like stars, patriotic, and then some like ocean type themes. And it's so cool to see women who are like, oh, I always ate this fruit during my pregnancy. This fruit reminds me of my baby. Aww. Or I had a baby, or I carried my baby around 4th of July. So that's... Aww. You know, that always is a memory. So that's kind of how I pair the stories with the designs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll read through the stories and they'll have something that has nothing to do with my design. But like I just did a pair last spring and the lost mom Kaylee was like dusty rose. That's the color that reminds me of my baby girl. So if you create anything with like a dusty rose color, like I would love to have that be my earring. So I made a design in that color for Kaylee. So again, I can't always match it up perfectly. Mm-hmm. But when I can find those points of connection, it's just like the sweetest thing because I know that it is a tangible, meaningful piece of jewelry for them to wear with an added layer.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
That's so cool. I know. Love that.
The word that's coming to mind is just intentional.
Yes.
You know, it's just like everything that you do is intentional with your love and heart for the Lord, but also the women that you serve. And so thank you for all that you are doing for this community.
Yes. It's really cool to see how you've just surrendered your loss and your heart for women that he's placed in you, and you're making something incredible with it. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Guys. Yeah. One thing that was really important to me from the start, and it's kind of my anchor point, is like honoring women's stories and experiences. I always have to keep that at the forefront. And I don't want to ever lose sight of that, because one thing that was such a heartbreaking reality for me, the first time I shared about my loss publicly, I did it on a Sunday that I was preaching. And I talked about my loss. And I had women in their 70s come up to me afterwards who told me that they had never talked about their loss. Yeah, and they had been holding this pain unprocessed for decades, because especially decades ago, the shame consumed them. And so what has really, this has just been like a heart-led project where I felt like God being like, create a space where these stories can live.
Wow.
Because we know how powerful stories are, but when you can process your story in a safe place, like that is so healing. So for a lot of women, when I post their story, they reshare it to their own personal profile. Mm-hmm. And that, for a large number of them, is the first time that they are sharing it. And it's just such, I'd never take that lightly, mm-hmm. that I'm in that position where I can help women take that step for their own healing, for their own reconnection with God, for their own faith, and just the freedom that comes from feeling like, man, this heavy thing I've been carrying. Now, it doesn't ease the pain telling your story, but you know what that's like. Mm-hmm. When you can share a piece of your soul and something that's so deeply personal to you and have a space where people aren't going to shame you, mm-hmm. and they're going to seek to understand and empathize. We need more of that for lost moms. And so that's first and foremost what I want this page and this community to always be about, is the stories.
So good. Rachel, will you tell everybody where they can find you online or on social?
Sure. Yes. So you can look at my shop, like Holly was already doing, at hopeagaincollective.com.
Awesome. You should do it too.
My Instagram is at Hope Again Collective. And my book will be available. It is available for pre-order now. You can find it on Amazon under Miscarried Hope. I also have a button and a link on my Instagram and my shop. Don't worry, I've made it really easy for you to find it. So you'll be able to find it. And yeah, if you read the book, I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you're a lost mom listening to this and you'd love to share your story, have a pair of earrings named after you, it'd be an honor to partner with you in that. So all of that's available at hopeagaincollective.com.
Awesome. Rachel, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you, Nicole.
Thanks.